Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Yesterday, the inbox of the National Alliance was overflowing with media inquiries. The reason? A woman named Jo Cox, a Labour Party member of the British Parliament, had been murdered the day before on the streets of Britain. And Thomas Mayer, the man arrested for the crime, was within hours being linked to the National Alliance by the Jewish-run SPLC, the so-called Southern Poverty Law Center in Alabama. On the front page of the text version of this broadcast, you'll see a screenshot of the main video page of the Washington Post. It shows an image of the National Alliance website and the Post's regurgitation of that SPLC propaganda. The Post, like many other media outlets, made no attempt to get the Alliance's point of view and made no acknowledgement of or reference to our press release, which I'll read in a moment, which was provided to them more than a day before. The ostensible link to the Alliance was a couple of book sales receipts purporting to show that Mayer had bought books from the Alliance's book publishing and retailing arm, National Vanguard Books, back in the 1990s. The SPLC's claims were carried in literally hundreds of controlled media articles, including pieces from all major newspapers and television networks and wire services, and a few dozens of these media outlets had written to us to ask if the SPLC's claims were true. The following press release is the National Alliance's response to this controversy. I'll add my own comments in brackets in the print version of this broadcast. National Alliance press release on the murder of Jo Cox in the United Kingdom and the allegations of a connection to the National Alliance. June 17, 2016. The National Alliance is an educational organization working for the long-term interests of white people worldwide. It was founded by physics professor Dr. William Pierce in the 1970s. Its current chairman is former Green Beret Captain William White Williams. On June 16, yesterday, a British Member of Parliament, Jo Cox, was fatally shot and stabbed on the street in her constituency. Police have arrested a suspect, Thomas Mayer, in connection with the murder. The motive for the murder is not known, and one eyewitness, Hitham Ben Abdallah, says that MP Cox only became involved after an altercation had already begun. A violence-linked, anti-white, Jewish-run organization calling itself the Southern Poverty Law Center, or SPLC, immediately claimed to be in possession of private records showing that Thomas Mayer purchased books some 17 years ago from National Vanguard Books, a book publisher and retailer associated with the National Alliance. In the print version of this broadcast, I show a link which gives multiple proofs that the SPLC is violence-linked. It shows the motivation of the Family Research Council shooter, Floyd Lee Corkins II, who shot a security guard at the pro-family FRC group and admitted after his arrest that he wanted, quote, to kill as many people as possible, close quote, and who at the same time openly stated that his shooting spree was inspired by the SPLC's listing of the FRC as a hate group. Within hours of Jo Cox's murder, the well-funded Jewish group released redacted copies of book sales receipts, indicating, assuming they have not been altered by the SPLC, that Mayer bought books from National Vanguard Books many years ago. We believe these records were obtained illegally. An SPLC spokeswoman, Heidi Byrick, has openly stated in an interview aired on PBS that her organization's goal is to quote-unquote end the National Alliance. Like a rogue intelligence agency, the SPLC commonly uses paid informants and infiltrators, and unethically offers money to obtain private documents, as in this case, even if those documents are illegally obtained and not the property of those being paid by the Jewish group. We believe these are actionable and criminal acts. The SPLC has a history of making false claims about the National Alliance and many other groups, famously and ludicrously alleging, for example, that William Pierce's 1978 novel, The Turner Diaries, was a blueprint for the Oklahoma City bomber, Timothy McVeigh, a man whose partner in crime was involved in an interracial marriage, and who was thus totally at odds with the ideas and purposes of the Alliance. The National Alliance scrupulously protects the names and other private information of all its supporters and customers. The theft or fraudulent obtaining and release of our records is, in our view, criminal, wrong, unethical, and harmful. The damage to freedom of speech, freedom to share ideas, and freedom of political expression caused by the SPLC and its paid operatives is incalculable. The National Alliance is a strictly legal organization and has always warned its members against illegal activity. National Vanguard Books has sold many hundreds of thousands of books to hundreds of thousands of customers over the years. We do not screen our customers any more than do Barnes & Noble or Amazon. And for some reason or other, no lurid headlines or SPLC press releases result when a killer or other criminal is found to have obtained books, even controversial, provocative books, from Barnes & Noble or his local library. If they did, civil libertarians would be outraged at the invasion of privacy and possible chilling effect on free speech, as they should be in this case, too. The SPLC published a one-page excerpt from the main book in question, allegedly sold to Mayer, which shows how a homemade gun can be constructed. The book is entitled Improvised Munitions Handbook. The SPLC and the media outlets who republished the SPLC's claims dishonestly failed to mention that the book is not a National Alliance publication, but is actually a publication of the United States government. It is, in fact, a U.S. Army training manual, and is widely available online. For example, in the text version of this broadcast, I include a link to a PDF version of the book that you can download for free, and where you can also see the publisher's imprint showing that the book was issued by the United States Army. Interestingly, the SPLC, in the process of publicly wailing about how terrible it was that the National Alliance put out such dangerous information, themselves published the very page out of this handbook that showed readers how to construct a homemade pistol. The very page they were claiming had made this murder possible. And yet the National Alliance is somehow responsible for this crime, they insinuate, because we sold a copy of this book back in 1999. The Improvised Munitions Handbook is also available from major booksellers such as Amazon.com, and I'll include links proving that in the text version of this broadcast. The National Alliance had and has no connection with Thomas Mayer any more than with any other book customer. We did not work with him, were not familiar with him, and did not remember his name, even after the release of the illegally obtained book receipts. Similarly, we were totally unfamiliar with Jo Cox until the news stories about her tragic end came to our attention. The National Alliance is politically neither pro-labor party nor anti-labor party, disagreeing with that party on many, but far from all, issues, and welcoming that party's increasingly critical stance toward Jewish and Zionist power in recent years. We recently republished an essay suggesting that racially conscious whites in Britain should join the Labour Party. For just three examples, consider our article, "Jewish MP Says Jewish Money Controls Government," on a Labour Party MP, a Jew in fact, revealing the fact that in his estimation, quote, "it's Jewish money, Jewish donations," close quote, "that bias politicians to favor Israel, and that Jews," quote, "use the Holocaust," unquote, "for political purposes." And our piece, "The Elites Know We're Right," mentioning Labour's Sir Thomas Dalyell, who openly stated that the Iraq War was a result of a, quote, "Jewish cabal," close quote, surrounding George W. Bush, and who also said that, quote, "there is far too much Jewish influence in the United States," close quote. And the piece we republished by the insightful Max Musson, "Laying the Foundations for Success," in which he called for patriotic whites in traditional labor constituencies in Britain to not only join the Labor Party, but actually stand as labor candidates for public office. We offer our condolences to Joe Cox's family and loved ones and to the British people as a whole. End of press release. It's also interesting to note that Joe Cox, though basically off the white nationalist radar and unknown to all but a few of us, was no friend of Israel and Zionism. And Jewish groups like the SPLC love to keep databases on their enemies. Joe Cox worked closely with a group called Labor Friends of Palestine, and even wrote part of a 2015 report by that group, calling for a lifting of the Israeli blockade on Gaza. According to Wikipedia, quote, "she opposed efforts by the government to curtail the boycott, divestment, and sanctions, BDS, movement, and had stated, I believe that this is a gross attack on democratic freedoms. Not only is it right to boycott unethical companies, but it is our right to do so," close quote. The BDS movement, which calls for boycotting and disinvesting in Israel on every front, is passionately hated by Jewish groups. The National Alliance sent our press release, telling the complete truth and exposing the SPLC's misleading statements to every major newspaper and network and wire service in the United States and some in foreign countries, dozens in total. The only wire service to quote our release was Reuters, and they quoted only one sentence stating that we had no knowledge of Thomas Mayer. That one sentence was carried by quite a few newspapers and sites which subscribe to Reuters. To their credit, several alternative media and pro-white websites carried substantial parts of our entire release, and WTKR Television in Norfolk, Virginia, carried, in addition to the sentence carried by Reuters, our paragraph on Joe Cox and the Labour Party's views. But that's it. No one else carried our side of the story, even when it was provided to them. Except for Reuters, even those reporters who asked for our views didn't report them, or weren't allowed to do so. I hope a few more exceptions emerge. But for a young reporter not yet jaded, corrupt, or in Stalinist lockstep with Jewish political correctness, such censorship has to be a very educational experience. And reporters must undergo this kind of thing almost every day, on every subject related to the genocidal anti-white agenda of the Jewish oligarchs and media masters. So as you can see, reality is very different from the way it is portrayed in the controlled mass media and by Jewish pressure groups. And that is true for this event, this murder of a misled white woman in Britain, and it is true of almost every event of significance. Now, white people aren't like blacks. We don't generally respond to slights or insults or even exploitation, lies, and attempted genocide by lashing out with blind, unorganized violence, as thousands of blacks have done with far less provocation just in the last year or so in Baltimore, in Ferguson, and many other cities. We don't do what Thomas Mayer is accused of doing on any significant scale, nor should we. But whites are in danger. We are provoked. We are being driven out of our nations. Our wealth is being stolen, along with our children's future. We and our culture and everything we hold dear will be dead soon if we do nothing. White people excel in thinking about the future, in planning, in organizing, in predicting trends, in thinking out the consequences of our own actions and those of our enemies. Fruitless, senseless street violence is a strategy for losing, and we need to win. What we need to win is an organized, ideologically coherent, and spiritually inspired, intentional white community, economically sustainable, with a legal defense and material defense infrastructure stronger than those of our adversaries. And like the American colonists and the Irish people developed in their struggles against the British Empire, we need the hearts and minds of now tens of thousands, and soon hundreds of thousands, and then millions of our countrymen. So there will always be a shelter, always be a meal, always be a lucky break and an open gate from someone on the inside, and always be a hung jury when one of our own is in need or being oppressed. What we need to win is for us to become a state within a state, and then embody the state itself. What we need to win are white men and women to dedicate their lives, right here, right now, to that sacred cause. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the National Alliance, founded by William Luther Pierce in 1970. This program is published every week at whitebiocentrism.com and nationalvanguard.org. You can join and support us by visiting natall.com. That's natall.com. Or write to National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. We welcome your support, your inquiries, and your help in spreading our message of hope to our people. Once again, that address is Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you to never give up.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have our rebirth.